Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Questions we want to consider on our program today are, what is the church? Is the church important? And must one be a member of the church in order to be right with God? You know, there are those who teach that membership in a church is not necessary, but what is necessary is a relationship with Jesus. They say we ought to emphasize the person of Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him. Being a member of the church is not necessary. Well, those who make such statements do not understand what the church is. Yes, it is true that we are to emphasize the person of Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him. But I suggest to you that when we do that, we will also emphasize the importance of the church and our membership in the church. When we truly know what the church is, we indeed will not be guilty of saying that membership in the church is not important and not necessary. First of all, what is the church? Well, the word church is a Bible word, and it is translated from the Greek word ekklesia. Ekklesia is defined as a congregation, a gathering, or an assembly. The church, then, is a gathering or an assembly of people. The church is not a building made of bricks and mortar. The church is people. In Acts 5, verse 11, after Ananias and Sapphira had fallen down and died, it says, "So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things." And so the church feared. Well, people fear, not bricks and mortar. In Acts 12 and verse 5, it says, "Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church." And so the church prayed. Well, people pray. Therefore, the church is people. And the people who are the church are saved people, people who have been saved from their sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Acts 2 and verse 47, it says, in the New King James Version, "And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." When a person obeys the gospel of Christ, he is forgiven of his sins and he is saved. Well, these are the ones the Lord adds to his church. Therefore, all saved people are in the church. If you are saved from your sins, then you are in the church because the Lord added you to his church. Look with me also in Acts 20 and verse 28. Paul is speaking to the elders of the church in Ephesus, and he says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." And so the church of God was purchased with the blood of Christ. Well, what does this mean? Well, it doesn't mean that the Lord purchased a building made of bricks and mortar. It means that the church is people who have been purchased by the blood of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20, Paul says to the saints in Corinth, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Each disciple of Christ has been bought at a price, and that price is the shed blood of Jesus. And you know, the value of an item is determined by the price one is willing to pay for it. To Jesus our Lord, the establishment of his church was so important to him that he was willing to shed his blood for it. Are you then willing to say that the church is not important? And so the church is people who have been saved by the blood of Christ, people who have been purchased by the blood of Christ, and who therefore belong to Christ. How then can a person say that the church is not necessary? If you are saved and belong to Christ, then you are in the church. But the Bible also teaches that the people who make up the church are the disciples of Christ. The church and the disciples of Christ are one and the same. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 3 it says, "As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison." Now notice, Saul was making havoc of the church by dragging off men and women. And so the church is made up of men and women. Well, who are these men and women? Well, look with me in Acts chapter 9 and verse 1. It says, than Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. See the point? The church persecuted by Saul are the disciples of the Lord. The church of Christ and his disciples are one and the same. If you are a disciple of Christ, you are in the church. And then in Acts 9, verse 13, those people persecuted by Saul are called the saints of the Lord. Those who make up the church are saints of the Lord. Now, saints are not some special group in the church, men canonized after death, as some teach. But they are people who have been sanctified by the blood of Christ. That is, all Christians. To be sanctified means to be set apart from the sinful world and dedicated to God. Well, all disciples of Christ are saints. The same point appears in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2, where Paul, addressing the church in Corinth, says, "To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints." And so the church is made up of sanctified ones. Well, what are we saying? Well, we are saying that the church is a group of people who are saved from their sins by the blood of Christ. They are people who belong to Christ, having been purchased by the blood of Christ. They are saints who have been sanctified by the blood of Christ and who are disciples of Christ. We're considering the questions today: is the church important? Is membership in the church necessary? Well, is being saved important? Is being a disciple of Christ important? Is being sanctified by the blood of Christ important? You see, when we understand what the church is, we then understand its importance, and membership in it is necessary. And surely we will not be found guilty saying we should emphasize a relationship with Jesus and not membership in the church. No, if you have a relationship with Jesus, then you are in his church. A relationship with Jesus and membership in his church are one and the same. Now, someone may be thinking, yes, membership in the universal church is necessary, but one does not have to be a member of a local church in order to be right with God. Well, is this true? Well, the word church is used in the scriptures in these two senses, universal and local. In the universal sense, it refers to all saved people. When used in the universal sense, the word church is in the singular form. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Christ built his church, singular. This is all of God's people. But in other instances, the Bible speaks of the church at a particular place. Thus, the church of God which is at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. The church of God at a certain place is the people of God, the disciples of Christ, the saints at that place. There were a lot of these local groups in the days of the apostles. There was the church in Corinth, the church in Philippi, in Thessalonica, in Antioch, in Jerusalem, etc. There were the seven churches of Asia, Revelation 1, verse 11. They were located in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Paul was referring to a number of such local groups of disciples when he spoke of the churches of Christ in Romans chapter 16, verse 16. Now, in the scriptures, each local church was a group of God's saved people in a certain locality, and each local church met together, worshiped together, and were organized to function collectively. Now, the universal church was not organized by our Lord for collective action, but the local church was. The Lord gave instructions for local oversight. When a church matured, men who met certain qualifications were to be appointed as elders or overseers, Acts 14, verse 23, also Titus 1, verse 5. These elders were given the responsibility of overseeing and shepherding the flock which was among them, that is, the church of which they were a part, 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 3. The Lord made provisions for them to pool their funds to do certain works he called upon them to do. In other words, the Lord gave instructions for Christians to work together in a local church. Now, the question we're asking, is it necessary in order to be right with God for a Christian to be a member of a local church? Well, the answer is yes. But let me give you the scriptural basis for that answer. You see, each Christian is a part of the family of God. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Being a family member carries responsibilities. Every child of God in his family has obligations to others within the family. Now, we don't have time to list them all, but consider with me a few. We are to love one another fervently with a pure heart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. This love is not just to be in word, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3 and verse 18. We show our love in service to others. We are to bear one another's burdens. Galatians 6 and verse 2. We are to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Romans 12 verse 15. We are to assemble with our fellow saints to stir them unto love and good works. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25. We are to teach and admonish one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Colossians 3 and verse 16. We are to give as we have prospered on the first day of the week so that the church can do certain works. 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2. Well, how can we meet these responsibilities if we do not become a part of a local church and assemble and work with them? Also, elders are to shepherd the flock of God which is among them, 1 Peter 5 and verse 2. They are to watch in behalf of the souls of those within that flock, Hebrews 13 verse 17. Members have the responsibility to submit to the leadership of their elders as they lead in the ways of the Lord, Hebrews 13 verse 17. Well, these responsibilities can only be met by becoming a part of a local church and the elders knowing you and you knowing the elders. If Christ did not intend for his people to be a closely bonded family of disciples, why did he organize the local body in such a fashion? In Acts chapter 9, verses 26 through 28, it says, "And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus and in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out." Now, when Christians move into a community, they must do what Saul did here. They must try to join the disciples in that place and work with them. Now, when Saul tried to do this in Jerusalem, the church there did not accept him into their fellowship at first because they did not believe that he was a disciple. You remember Saul once persecuted the church in Jerusalem. But Barnabas informed the disciples there that Saul was a Christian, and when they learned that, they accepted him into their fellowship, and it says he was with them at Jerusalem coming in and going out. That means he was in close companionship with them. He worked with them. Well, must a Christian become a part of a local church in the place where he lives to be right with God? Well, yes, he cannot properly serve the Lord without being a part of a local church. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcast, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.